Hello and welcome to this exploring session of the Chester Mystery Cycle, and we're at play 22, the cloth workers' play of the prophets of the coming of the Antichrist. Prophet plays are not inherently exciting. They're often throat clearings, a little pause to let the audience get their breath back. This play is not quite like that. I'll be honest here, up front, we didn't read this quite in the spirit in which it was written. It is dangerous to do what we did, because it distorts meaning, but there is no way in hell I'm going to play this nonsense with a straight bat. So this is basically the worst dream diary ever. And a note, we assumed that this was all stuff from Revelations, but actually this comes from all over the Bible, which is nice if you're just sticking a pin in the book and want to feel apocalyptic. The next play is the Antichrist play, and boy does that... Oh, I mean, words fail me. You can go to the show notes to find a nice accessible online version of the text to follow as you listen at your leisure. And here is the first stab at getting into this play. This was workshopped with our Beyond Shakespeare irregulars on a dull Saturday morning in the autumn of 2018. There are stumbles and errors, but that is par for the course. More fulsome audio versions of all these exploring session plays one day will be released. And as we'll be recording a proper version of this anon, please share your thoughts or suggestions about where we go from here. Submit suggestions, clarifications, and passive-aggressive abuse either on our Patreon page by joining us or on Twitter at Beyond Shakes. The irregulars were Liz Cole, Richard Fawcett, Mark Scanlon, and Alan Scott. And I'm, as per usual, your host, Robert Crichton. And this is play 22 of the Chester Mystery Cycle.
And it's a nice self-contained, because it's just a lot of speeches, basically. So I'll be the expositor, and then you can alternate being the prophets. Okay, so now the game we're going to play with here is, of course, the prophets basically had a dream. You had a dream the other night, it was really weird. And you're going to tell us your dream. This is a dream, the worst dream journal ever, is the cloth workers' play. So this is the coming of the Antichrist. This is all sort of Book of Revelation style stuff. So Ezekiel, who fancies being Ezekiel?
Fine.
Stand up, be Ezekiel, and let's crack on with this one. Right. I'll be the expositor, so you can be Zacharias in a moment. You can make yourself comfortable. It's going to be a page and a half. Don't waste your energy if you don't want to.
Hearken, all that love and heal. I am the prophet Ezekiel. What I saw I will not conceal, but as me thought I will tell. God and his ghost can with me deal, that lead me long with words leal, into a field wherein bones fell, all bare without flesh or fell. Then spake that ghost unto me, said, Man's son, how likest thee? Thinkest thou not well that this might be, these bones might turn and live? Then bade me tell and prophesy, that he would revive them soon in high, with flesh and sinew and skin thereby, which soon he can them give. After that ghost he them geet, rise out of their graves he them leet, and made them stand upon their feet. Speak, go and see. This saw I right in my sight, to know that he was God Almight, that heaven and earth should deal and dight, and never shall ended be.
Now, that you shall expressly know these prophets' words upon a row, what they do signify, I will show, that much may do you good. By them, understand, may I, the day of doom, skilful I, when man, through God's paucity, shall rise in flesh and blood. Therefore this prophet said full year, he saw a field of bones bare, and soon that ghost with them can fare, gave them flesh and life. Believe this fully, without an ween, that all which dead and rotten been in flesh shall rise, as shall be seen, man, maid, and wife. They that shall be saved shall be as bright as seven times the sun is light. The damned Vesta shall be in sight, their doom to underfo. Both saved and damned after that day, die they may not by no way. God give you grace to do so, that bliss you may come to. And the expositor takes a step back and lets another Crazy dream, come forth. Go, Zacharias.
Aye, Zachary. Men lives, you me. Lift up mine eyes, a sight to see. And as me thought, verily, four chariots came anon. Two out of two hills, leave you me. Silver hills they were, as wit and we. Great wonder I had in my degree, whither they would be gone.
I'm just going to pause you there, because it's just... You keep saying, leave you me. It's like, no, trust me, this definitely happened. I definitely saw four chariots, four out of two hills, leave you me. Protesting so much. I know this is utterly not what this play, the interpretation of how we should do this play, but I can't help but feeling you're really unconvincing.
I try to convince everyone,
this is what it means.
Red horses in one were redly, another black that went then by. The third was white, I wot no why. The fourth of diverse hue. They were stiff, drawing lightly, and then anon answered I to that angel in my body which told me words true. I asked him then what it might be, and he answered anon to me, these chariots, he said, that thou doest see, four winds they be, Iwis, which shall blow and ready be before Christ, that prince which is of paucity, there is none so fell their fit may flee, or win their will from this.
Now, for to moralise aright, which this prophet saw in sight, I shall found through my might for you in to you in meek manner, and declare that soon in height, more plainly as I have tight, listens now with heart's light this lesson for to learn. Four chariots, this prophet see, how they out of two hills took their way, the hills of silver, be sooth to say, the horses of diverse hue. Which hills signify May, Enoch and Elay, in good fay, that as good silver shall be A, steadfast men and true. Four chariots, he saw, as thinks me, skilfully may likened be to saints of four manners of degree that then shall suffer annoy. Four horses is also certainly of diverse hues that he can see four manner of saints in dignity. Liken them, well may I. Martyrs, confessors, there be two, men misbelieving, converted also, that turned shall be from sin and woe through Enoch and Haley. Virgins also, both one and mo, here be diverse hues too, that through God's grace shall go for him to suffer annoy. These red horses, call I may, all manner of martyrs in good faith, for red may well betoken a man's blood shedding. The white, he saith, token their way, above the earth to go astray, as such that neither night nor day dread and death nothing. The black horses which went them by them may well signify preachers of God's word true lie that confessors shall be. The skewed horses, by mine intent, the which into the south forth went, I may well liken verament to Jews and Paynims eke, yet through faith with heart fervent shall come to good amendment when Enoch and Haley have them kent, salvation for to seek. Anyone convinced? Anyone convinced? So the black horses, the red ones, they're martyrs. That's because of the blood, you see. But I know we shouldn't interpret it this way, but... It's like the worst dream diary really, ever.
one quick one.
Yes, I saw you scribbling.
Yes, on third stanza... Mm-hmm. You went Enoch and Haley, and the previous time that came up, it was Eli.
Yeah, there's no absolute... It's Elias, so anyway.
Enoch and Eli?
Yeah, it should be Eli, yes. I'm just saying that I'm just playing with what's there. So, because they distort their names anyway. Because, there's an H, but the H probably isn't pronounced, so it should be Eli. But I'm saying it anyway because I'm just playing around. But it's a good point because it is Elias. Anyway, Daniel, what's Daniel got to add to this particular level of madness? What's Daniel had a dream about?
Aye, Daniel, as I lay on a night, methought I saw a wondrous sight. Four winds together that can fight, above the sea upon high. Four beasts out of that sea yeed, to the fourth beast I took good heed. For that to speak of now is need, the other all I will leave. That beast was wondrous stiff and strong, of teeth and nails sharp and long, eating over all that he could fong, the remnant he foretrid. Unlike he was to any lead, 10 horns he had upon his head, in the middest one little horn can spread, above all other in high. That horn had mouth to speak and eyes to see, and spake great words, leave you me. But of the 10, the first 3 soon were consumed away. That one horn had so great paucity, the remnant meek to him to be, that highest was in that degree, and endured so many a day. Then was it told me right there, that 10 horns 10 kings were, but all that on should fear, that sprang toward so fast, and that he should work against that king, that of naught made all thing, but little while without leasing, that king his might should last.
So this is an everyday story of beasts with horns, always nice. By this beast, understand I may the world to come next doomsday. And by that horn, in good fay, in midst the 10 can spring, Antichrist, I may understand, that then great Lord shall be in land, and all the world have in hand 3 years and a half during. 10 horns 10 kings in land shall be, of which Antichrist shall slay 3. The other 7 this case shall see, and put them to his grace. This shall befall wittily, by the understanding that have I of Daniel's prophecy, that here rehearsed was.
I, John, Christ's own darling, as I lay in great longing upon my master's arm sleeping, wonders saw I many one. My ghost was rubbish without leasing to heaven before that highest king. There saw I many a wondrous thing, one will I tell anon. There heard I God greatly commend 2 witnesses which he thought to send, false faiths for to defend, that were raised by his foe. He said they should prophesy 1,000 days, wittily 260, in sacks clad they should go. He called them chandlers of great light, burning before God's sight. Fire out of their mouths they should fight their enemies to destroy. Whosoever them harmed, as said he, deed behoved him for to be, to let they reign they had paucity in time of their prophecy. He said they should have power good to turn the water into blood and overcome their enemies that were wood and master them through their might. And when they had done their devour, a beast should come of great power from beneath, with uten where against them he should fight, and slay them also should he, in midst of the holy city, where Christ was nailed on a tree, forsooth, as I tell you. But after 3 days and half one, they shall rise, speak, and gone, and into heaven be taken anon, in joy evermore to dwell.
Okay, let's see what the expositor makes of that particular brand of madness. Now, lordings, what these things may be, I pray you hearkens all to me, and expressly in certainty, as I have might and grace, I shall expound this ilka thing which St. John saw thus sleeping, through help of Jesu, heaven king, anon right in this place. These 2 witnesses, wittily, he said they should come and prophesy. The one is Enoch, the other Eli, shall have great might and main, that when Antichrist comes in high, God's people for to destroy, that he deceiveth falsely, they shall convert again. Which signs they shall show, which the people shall well know, and in their token truly trow, and leave it steadfastly. And all that time, leave you me, Antichrist will slay through his paucity, but very martyrs they shall be and come to heaven on high. The beast that John spake of here is Antichrist withouten weir, which shall have the devil's power and with these good men meet. And at the last, wittily, he shall slay Enoch and Eli in Jerusalem, as read I, even in midst of the street. Now that you shall know and seen what men Enoch and Eli been, I will you tell withouten ween, while that I have time. They are two good men, leave you me, to paradise through God's paucity were ravished both, and there shall be ever till the day do come. The one was taken, for he was good, long before know his flood, and there he lives in flesh and blood, as fully leaven we. The other was taken without and weir, after that many a hundredth year, and there together they been in fear until that time shall be. Now, how many signs have you got?
Nine.
Oh, interesting. I've got 15.
Do you want this script?
No. I'll read from this one. It's the differential will be interesting. I've got 15 for some reason. Now, 15 signs have I, whilst I have space. Make yourself comfortable. It is 15 as well, I think, looking ahead. Whilst I have space. God, you can almost feel the audience going, he's 15 things. He's going to say 15 things now. Whilst I have space, I shall declare by God's grace, of which Saint Jerome mention has, to fall before the day of doom, the which were written upon a row he found in books of Hebrew. Now will I tell in words few a while, if you will dwell. No, please stay. Stay. I know we're outdoors, but please hang around. The first day, as I written find, the sea shall rise against kind, and as a wall against the wind above all hills on high, 40 cubits, as read we, the second day so low shall be, that scarcely a man the sea shall see, stand he never so nigh. The third day after, as read I, great fishes above the sea shall lie, yell and roar so hideous lie, that only God shall hear. The fourth day next after then, sea and water all shall bren against kinds that mon may ken, tinder as though it were. The fifth day, as read we, all manner herbs and also tree of bloody dew all full shall be, and man and beast all dazed. Fowl shall gather them, as I find, to fields each one in their kind, of meat and drink shall have no mind, but stand all mad and amazed. The sixth day in the world, over all, builded things to ground shall fall, church, city, house, and wall, and men in graves dare. Leet and fire, light and fire also, verement, from the sun to the firmament, up and down shall strike and glint, and all night so foul fare. The seventh day, both rock and stone shall break in sunder, and fight as one. The sound thereof shall hear no man, but only God Almight. The eighth day, earthquake shall be, that men and beast, leave you me, to stand or go, shall fail paucity, but fall to ground all right. The ninth day, as our books sayen, hills shall fall and wax all plain, stone turn to sand through God's main, so street men shall be stad. The tenth day, men that hid hath be, out of their caves they shall flee, to speak together have no paucity, but go as they were mad. The 11th day, from morrow to even, all burials in the world open shall be, that dead may rise withouten ween, above the earth standing. The 12th day, stars shall fall in high, and fire shoot from them hideous lie, all manner of beasts shall roar and cry, and neither eat nor drink. The 13th day shall die all men, and rise again anon right then. The 14th day all shall bren both earth and eke heaven. The 15th day made shall be new earth, new heaven, through God's posty, which heaven God grant us in to be, for his name's seven. Now have I told you, in good fay, the tokens to come before doomsday. God give you grace to do so, A, that then you worthy be. to come to the bliss that lasteth aye, as much as here we and our play, of Antichrist's signs you shall assay. He comes soon, you shall see. Sorry, I shouldn't do it that way, but I did because it was fun.
That's preaching to the converted, isn't it?
Yeah, it absolutely is. Thoughts. it is this thing. They're all saying, I had a dream the other night, and let's take it seriously, and look at the damage such dreams can have. Christ! Because the expositor does come on, and they constantly say, believe me, this is going to happen. You know, and this is a look out for these signs of the end of the world. Mm.